Well, he's chairman of the excise board, president of that Washington Aircraft Company, that chief head, Harris Luggett. And I knew him, I asked him once. And he said, well, I'll just get it down on the book, Tom, and show you, tell you. And I said, well, you just get it down and put it down and let me see it. He got through and I said, well, now, we don't want to move over there. I said, if I wanted to live in Stevens County, I'd move over there. So we had his press, he come down here and talking to these people of what to do this and do that. And the president of that chief building and loan come down and the big ice band, let me see, what was the hell, that had been the county clerk. They come down and wanted me to go with them, see these people around here. I said, oh, ain't much use. So we went anyhow and they went back and pressed it, done been around the head of, you know, circulating petitions to move. We hadn't told them all of it.
This was to get them into Grady County?
Yeah, get them out of Grady County and Stevens County.
Oh.
So we started out. Of course, I was raised here and I knowed everybody and I got that out. They went back up to Chase and told them old boys, said, I never saw nothing like that, Tom. I said, why? He just didn't walk up to the back door, the front door. He said he rubbed them kids on the head and called them a name. Said that woman who comes to the door, it just have to be the kitchen door as any other. And he called them a name and said he never found the one that didn't sign that petition. Said now he gets out among them and then they listen at him. Well, they got scared they was going to move us in here. I said they ain't going to do it. Said, well, we want a committee here and want you for chairman. I said, no, we ain't going to do it. I said, put Mr. Mill over here, Uncle Hick Harris, and they're older men than I am, and put them on there. Well, they put Uncle Hick on. He is a full-blooded chop-dog Indian, but he's a smart son. Put him on, chairman. And we'd have a meeting every rush every night or two, and I'd have to go up there, and they kept saying, oh, they're going to win it. I said, they ain't going to take it, and they ain't got a chance. Well, they wrote me a letter, called me, and said, well, won't you come to Chickasha, Chamber of Commerce is going to have a meeting, and they want you up here. And I went up there, and they said, well, now, the first thing is, you can make a speech. And I said, no, I'd know that, I wouldn't have been here. And they said, I said, you got to change that or I'll leave. And they kind of promised they would. We went and ate dinner and went back up there and called the house to order and they said, well, said the first thing on the program was Tom Archer's going to make us. I'll comfort you, walking out then. But I got up there and I said, now, men, I tried to get out of this speech making. I can't make a speech. But I can take one of you fellows out here and tell you what I want and what we want and what how to do it. But just get up here before you. All them old high collars, you know, about 30, 40 of them. And old hayseed like me getting up there. And I said, now, men, I'll tell you. I can't make a speech. I said, it ain't been but one in my life. And I said, my wife's always hated it. Well, that brought a roar, and then we got started.